I'd like to welcome the radio audience to the sanctuary of Trinity United Methodist Church at 333 South Chestnut Street in Seymour, Indiana. Our worship service begins at 10 a.m. every Sunday. Altar flowers sponsored by Tony Ann and Tom Harris in honor of Zach's birthday. And the radio today is sponsored by Kathy and Mark Smallwood in honor of Chris's birthday. Our scripture this morning is from Ephesians 4, 1 through 16. As a prisoner for the Lord, then I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called, to one hope when you were called. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all in all. But in each one of us, grace has been given by Christ appointed it. This is why it says, when he ascended on high, he led captives in his train and gave gifts to men. What does he ascend mean except that he also dedicated to the lower earthly regions? He who descended is the very one who ascended high when all the heavens in order to fill the whole universe. It was he who gave some of the apostles, some of the prophets, some of the evangelists, and some of the pastors and teachers to prepare God's people for work of the service, so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all receive unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attending to the whole measure of fullness of Christ. Then we will no longer be infants, tossed back and forth by the waves, and blown here and there by every wind of teaching, and by the cunning and craftiness of men in their deceitful scheming. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will all things grow up into him who is the head, and that is Christ. From him, the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love and is part of its work. Our sermon this morning, Gifted People, by Pastor Angel Armstrong.
Good morning. You, each and every one of you, are gifted people. This passage emphasizes the importance of unity, maturity, coming together as one body. For our God blesses it when we come together in one accord. He is then in the midst of our presence and helps us to work towards his goals. This also stresses the importance of missions, the importance of service, the importance of thinking of another before us. In order to be fully mature Christians, we must remember that each and every person is an important part of the body. Whether you are a hand, whether you are a foot, whether you are an eye, you are an essential part of the body of Christ. And coming together in unity blesses us. That is one of the things I love about Mountaintop. It is different from any other mission place that I have ever been to. They believe in partnerships. The people that they serve out in the community, partnership with them. They either partnership by giving money for day camp. But more importantly, they partner with the people on the mountain by praying for them, by giving gifts, by giving wonderful vegetables out of their garden. They are not simply recipients of charity. They are partners with those that they are working with. That is the way we in the church are supposed to be. Partners in service for Jesus Christ. In order to come to full maturity, we must use our natural talents. If you can sing, then you should sing. If you can encourage, you should encourage. If you are financially able, you should give. We use our natural talents, and then we use our spiritual gifts. And the minute that each and every one of us have asked Jesus Christ into our heart, we are given spiritual gifts, which are developed throughout our lifetime. Those gifts are not your gifts alone. Tony Ann, when you help us with your natural talents, your organizational skills, coming together with these plays and your singing, those are not your gifts alone. They are given to you to be used in the midst of the body. I have seen time and time again in Zach that he has the gift of encouragement. He gets to know people on a deep level. Dominic, too, has a gift of encouragement this entire week. Whenever I was feeling just a little bit down, I would feel these soft little hands upon my shoulders. And when I was just a little sore in my body, he'd come alongside and hold his hands out. Here, Pastor, I'll help you up. That is what we are called to do for one another. You and I are gifted people. We live in a gifted country. We are blessed to come into a gifted institution, the church, because we are the church. This building is absolutely gorgeous, the most beautiful I've ever had the honor of serving in. But it is not the church, beloved. You are the church. You are the body. We in this country are blessed beyond measure with the ability to worship freely in front of people. We have no fear of death because we worship our God publicly. Very few of us have had to struggle to survive like the people that we served on the mountain this week. Very few of us have been literally hungry. Very few of us have had a dilapidated house falling down around us. We are, for the most part, blessed in this country, and we are called by our Lord Jesus Christ to share those blessings and gifts with another. The author of this amazing text emphasizes the importance of unity, the destruction of division. We cannot let our church be torn down from the inside. Gossip, slander, backbiting, judgment, they have no place here. I don't care what Satan tries to excite in our emotions. I don't care what kind of mood we're in. We need to remember to treat one another with love and with respect. And we need to see the giftedness in one another and point it out to them. That gift of encouragement goes so far. Time and time again, I have heard stories of people wanting to die, and someone took just a minute out of their day to speak to them, and that changed that person's mind. I have heard people who felt worthless, as if they cannot do anything whatsoever, And after spending just a little bit of time around a mature Christian body, they begin to see their worth in Jesus Christ. Our worth isn't so much in us. Our identity is in Christ Jesus. And when we know whose we are, say, we are Christ. Repeat it. We are Christ. When we know whose we are, we know who we are individually, and we can begin living from that place of giftedness. To use the phrase growth, we're going to capitalize on the spiritual growth that we find in this chapter today. Today in America, we're all about big, bigger, and biggest, and we think that is growth. We think that is what is important. And yes, I do believe, I am seeing evidence that we as a church are growing numerically. But that will only happen through coming together on one accord, being one body, placing Christ Jesus first, and allowing Jesus to be the grace that grows each and every one of us individually and grows each and every one of us together. I have found blessings and growth in each and every one of you. Words you have spoken to me, things that I have watched you do, has encouraged me. This is the growth of the body that we strive for. Watching these four young men this week and the way that they grew, the way that they came out of their shells and began interacting with people that they had never met before, hearing the reports from their leaders on how they treated the other people in their YRG, how they treated the people that they were serving. Let me just tell you, people, this pastor's heart couldn't be any more proud of these boys. They are absolutely amazing. Lack of unity among people is a lasting parasite on the Christian landscape. We keep trying to build a world in which divisions are passé. This will only happen by enacting the love of Jesus Christ. We cannot do it in our own strength, not even in our own love. Because trust me, as much as I love these boys, as much as I love that time up at that camp, I got tired and a little grumpy, but the love of Christ will keep me going at all times. And when we love with His love, that difference is seen. On the same token, when we allow division, when we allow a lack of unity to enter into our church, it could be as simple as indifference, not seeing and recognizing one another, having an issue with how someone looks or what they do. That will tear us down quicker than anything else could possibly tear us down. The people of Ephesus had a particularly bad habit. Rather than reaching to God, the Creator, the Sustainer, the Almighty, they reached towards magic. They reached towards magic to call a lover towards themselves. They reached towards magic to have their crops grow. They reached towards magic for healing. They reached towards magic to know the future. I have a strong aversion against messing with those things because there is real power in those things. But that power does not come from God. And that power above all else will cause disunity, and it will tear us to pieces. The gifted Ephesians apparently grasped the meaning of maturity in Christ. They didn't keep all their options open. Have you ever run into somebody that no matter what you ask them, well, I don't know. It depends on how I feel that day. I don't want to commit. I want to leave my options open. Well, beloved, I'm here to tell you, if you want to grow in Jesus Christ, you have to commit. You have to commit to reading the Word of God. You have to commit to going to church. You have to commit to putting your differences aside and becoming unified in the body of Christ that you have been planted in. And then you begin to blossom, and all around you, everyone else begins to blossom, but not without commitment. The book of Acts records that they gathered their books and their magic things together, and they made a bonfire out of them, and they allowed that smoke to be a pleasing sacrifice to their God, and they committed to sharing with each other. They shared from all of their resources. They broke bread together. They worshiped together. They spent time together. And bit by bit, God added to their multitude. More and more people were added. And more importantly, beloved, they grew spiritually to the point that all they wanted was Jesus Christ in their life. And that is my hope for each and every one of you. I watched these four boys this week. At some point through the week, I looked in each and every one of their faces, and you could see the wrapped love of Jesus Christ within them. That is all they wanted at that moment, was to be with Jesus. Time and time again, I'd be worshiping, and I would see Dom's eyes upon me, looking at me. I would watch Aiden and Zach as they worshiped. And beloved, today, Devin's going to help me serve communion. He was selected. They saw in him something that said he represented Christ Jesus. I crossed over across the entire worship place, everybody there, so I could receive communion from him. And when I did, tears ran down my face. Beloved, they are the result of being raised in a unified body of Christ with parents who have taught them the scriptures, who have taught them the principles that we find in Christ Jesus. To be certain to achieve unity in the Spirit and purpose, mature enough to grant and give to others, the call for unity in the body of Christ is no small matter. The whole body needs more than a collection of individual talents. It needs growth that comes from accessing and utilizing each and every part of the body. I was thrilled. One of my favorite songs, and I pray today that you will begin using this song as a prayer. The boys asked me, can we play that, Pastor? Can we play that, Pastor? Oceans, to me it is a prayer. Take me further than my feet can carry me. Take me to where my faith is without borders. And I'll tell you, folks, if you've never been in a place where your faith is without borders, you have nothing to hold on to but your faith. You're missing out. I challenge each and every one of you to stand and sing this song with me as a prayer. Oh, it's not coming up. All right. Let's see here. Huh? Bind us together, sure. Same thing. Seated.